Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Mo Katan, Daf Tezvav, the third parak El Magalchim. The third parak has been generously sponsored, Leo Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kama Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. This daf brings many sources with halachas of avelos, and then questions whether the same halachas apply to a menuna and a metzora, someone who is excommunicated and a metzora. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, we learned that an avel is not permitted to cut his hair based on the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron's sons when they were mourning over Nadav and Avihu, Roshechem al tafriyu, do not leave your heads uncut, which implies that it's us for all other mourners to cut their hair. On this stuff, we're told Avil asu haniach tefillin, that an Avil is forbidden to wear tefillin. We learn this from when Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to refrain from many practices of mourning when his wife passed away. He said, Pe'ercha chavush alecha, wear your glory upon yourself, which Rashi explains refers to tefillin. This implies that other mourners are forbidden to wear tefillin. Avo asu b'shelo shalom, and avo is forbidden to greet others, for Kosh Baruch Hu said to Yechezkel, Henek dom, mourn and be silent. Although Yechezkel was not to conduct himself as a mourner, Rashi explains that he was commanded to observe this halacha. Point number two, the Gemara continues, Avo asu b'divrei Torah, and avo is prohibited to learn Torah from the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, dom, be silent. The Gemara asks that if a menuna is prohibited from mourning, and Rav Yosef said, menuna shona v'shonin lo, one who is excommunicated may teach others, and others may teach him, he may be hired by others, and others may be hired by him, but a muhram, one who is placed in the cherem, which Rashi explains means that he's already been excommunicated twice, lo shona v'shonin lo, may not teach others, nor may others teach him, but he may learn quietly to himself, so that he'll not interrupt his learning. The Gemara then questions whether a Metzora may engage in learning and brings a brayso that teaches from the Pesukim that just as the Jews received the Torah be'ema b'yiru b'reses with awe, fear, and trembling, so too the Torah is taught with awe, fear, and trembling. This comes to teach that Zavim, Metzoras, and those who had relations with Nidos are permitted to learn by carrying Asurin, and by carrying may not, for their tumor resulted from leavening. And pointing with you, the Gemara continues, Avo asubasiyas molach, and Avo is forbidden to work, for it's written in Amos, v'havachti chagech mo avo, I will turn your festivals into mourning. Machag asub molacha af avil asub molacha. Just as on a chag, once forbidden to do work, so to an avil is prohibited from working. Avil asub rechitza, an avil is forbidden to wash. For the pasuk states, "Val tasuchi shemen, and do not anoint yourself with oil." Rechitza b'chol asicha, and washing is included in anointing. Avil asub nil sando, an avil is not permitted to wear shoes, since Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel v'na'alcha tas molecha, and put shoes on your feet, which implies that all the mourners may not wear shoes. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, we learned that an avil is not permitted to cut his hair based on the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron's sons when they were mourning over Nadav and Avihu, Roshechem al tafrihu, do not leave your heads uncut, which implies that it's us for all other mourners to cut their hair. On this stuff, we're told avil asu haniach tefillin, that an avil is forbidden to wear tefillin. We learn this from when Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to refrain from many practices of mourning when his wife passed away. He said, Pe'ercha chavush alecha, wear your glory upon yourself, which Rashi explains refers to tefillin. This implies that other mourners are forbidden to wear tefillin. Avil asu b'shelo shalom, an avil is forbidden to greet others. Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, Henek dom, mourn and be silent. Although Yechezkel was not to conduct himself as a mourner, Rashi explains that he was commanded to observe this halacha. Point number two, the Gemara continues, Avil asu b'divrei Torah, an avil is prohibited to learn Torah from the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, dom, be silent. The Gemara asks if a menuda is prohibited from mourning, and Rav Yosef said, menuda shona v'shonin lo, one who is excommunicated may teach others, and others may teach him. He may be hired by others, and others may be hired by him. But a muhrim, one who is placed in a cherem, which Rashi explains means that he has already been excommunicated twice, lo shona v'shonin lo, may not teach others, nor may others teach him, but he may learn quietly to himself, so they will not interrupt his learning. The Gemara then questions whether a Metzora may engage in learning and brings a brayso that teaches from the Pesukim that just as the Jews received the Torah be'ema ubi'yiru bereses with awe, fear, and trembling, so too the Torah is taught with awe, fear, and trembling. This comes to teach that Zavim, Metzoras, and those who had relations with Nidos are permitted to learn ubalikari asurin, and balikari may not, for their tumor resulted from levity. And pointing with you, the Gemara continues, Avo asu basis molacha, and avo is forbidden to work, for it's written in Amos v'hafachti chagech mu'avil, I will turn your festivals into mourning. Ma chag asu b'molacha, af avo asu b'molacha. Just as on a chag one is forbidden to do work, so to an avo is prohibited from working. Avo asu b'rechitza, an avo is forbidden to wash, for the pasuk states, v'al tasuchi shemen, and do not anoint yourself with oil. Rechitza b'chol sicha, and washing is included in anointing. Avil asu b'nil sandal, an avil is not permitted to wear shoes, since Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, v'na'alcha tasim b'raglecha, and put shoes on your feet, which implies that all other mourners may not wear shoes. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf Tezvav, and our standard simmon is a fruit bowl. And the way we get to fruit bowl is because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is fruit, so we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Aval who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his gemara closed, and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were his siman not to work, wash, or wear shoes. Once again, in slow motion. The Aval who sat next to a fruit bowl, that must be one dav tezvav, tu b'shvat, fruit. The Aval who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, which reminds us that the Gemara brings us sources that prohibit an Aval from cutting his hair, wearing tefillin, and greeting others. So the Aval who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, which reminds us that an Aval is prohibited from warning Torah, but a Menuda and a Metzora can. So the Aval sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were a siman not to work, wash, or wear shoes. Which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources that an Aval is prohibited from working, washing, and wearing shoes. So once again, the Aval who sat next to a fruit bowl containing scissors and his tefillin, and didn't greet those who came to comfort him, had his Gemara closed, and explained that the three W's on the fruit bowl were his siman not to work, wash, or wear shoes. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yudov. So the siman Daf Yudov is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The handyman from Five Star Lehman Repair, it's five stars, that must be more Daf Yudov. The handyman from Five Star Lehman Repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us in the next Mishnah states, Osimak legagul merpeses maise hedyot avo maise umen. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what is considered maise hedyot? And Rav Yosef says, behutz v'dafne, with palm branches and laurel branches. A braisa tata can be done by piling stones on top of one another and not cementing them with mortar. So the handyman from Five Star Lehman Repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, which reminds us there was a contradiction between our Mishnah, which said repairs can be done on Chol HaMoed, provided they weren't intended to be done then, and a Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni that said until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim, which implies that only until his days working with tools was permitted, but afterwards it became prohibited. Three answers are given, one of them being our Mishnah is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other Mishnah is dealing with axes, which make noise. So, the handyman from Five Star Lehman Repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an Aval. Which reminds the Gemara notes that the opening mission of the second parak began with the case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of Chol HaMoed. It never came back to what should be done in the Velas. Rav Shishi Breda Rav Edi said that this tells us that things are permitted during Chol HaMoed are forbidden to do during a Velas. Rav Ashi disagrees and says the Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the form of a loma boy. It's not necessary to state that the malacha is permitted during a Velas in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malacha is only the rabbanon. But even during Chol HaMoed, when the prohibition against malacha is a deraisa, but makom seda sharu rabbanon, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum, which reminds us. Shmuel said, Mekabli kibos betoch ha-Tchum aser. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the Tchum, it's forbidden to enter the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos. For a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired for work on Shabbos. Chutz l'Tchum mutter, if the work is for outside the Tchum, then it's mutter to enter contact with non-Jews even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them. But the Gemara brings additional qualifications for even work done outside the Tchum. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin, who kept some halachas and not others, hanging around on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Rav Chama Bar Guri said in the name of Rav, Hilchus Mod ki Hilchus Kusim b'halacha. The laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. That just like the Kusim, if they observed one specific mitzvah, it didn't apply they observed a similar mitzvah. So too regarding Chol HaMoed, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas for Chol HaMoed can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, Hilchus Mod, Hilchus Shabbos, that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen pater aval aser, yesh mehen mutter lechatchila. For some of them, the person is pater from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on Chol HaMoed. So they schlepped their heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amachnis an peirosav mifnei haganavim. On chol mod, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, ubavad sheyachnisim betzino tok beiso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that is generally permitted to do so. Rav Yosef had some heavy beans that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. He explained that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis on Beis, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, Kiva Malakta B'moed B'meis, Mao Sheiknes U'Banav Achrav, regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Chol HaMoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forego the payment from his forbidden work? Rabbi Yossi Bar Kania said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah, that if one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing, which is also the Rabbanan, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanan, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Chol HaMoed, the penalty is against his father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. So, the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, el letzorach HaMoed or letzorach HaMocher, she'en wu mayocho, unless it's to provide for the needs of the moed or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Schar pu'ulah she'en lo mayocho, mahu, what's the luck regarding paying wages for work on Chol HaMoed to a worker that does not have anything to eat? Rav Nachman answered that the phrase she'en lo mayocho, that does not have anything to eat, comes to include schar pu'ulah, the wages of a worker. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping covers cut figs with straw. Which reminds us, the third mission on the daf states, Machapines Exios Bekash from Yudah Aymer Af Ma'abin. We may cover cut figs with straw to protect them from the rain. Yudah says that we may even make it thick. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarim regarding what the terms covering and making thick refer to. Daf Yadal, so the similar Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed juggler, that must be on Daf Yadal, Yad. The Chol HaMoed juggler performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, which reminds us that haircutting and laundering is permitted on a Chol HaMoed for certain people, such as one who comes from Medinas Yam, someone free from captivity, and one who is free from prison. But for everybody else, it's forbidden so that people shouldn't enter the regal when they are unkempt. So the Chol HaMoed juggler performing for a free prisoner who is getting a haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, which reminds us, in terms of permitting haircutting and laundering, for someone who returns from Medinas Yam, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that if the trip was merely for pleasure, then the person is not considered an ones, and it's forbidden. And if he left for mazonos to provide sustenance, it's permitted. They only disagree in the case where a wealthy businessman left to increase his profits. Rav Yehuda holds that it is as if he traveled for pleasure and forbids haircutting and laundering, and the Chachamim hold that it's like someone going for sustenance and permits those activities. So, the Chol HaMoed juggler performing for a free prisoner, who is getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the Avel enter the room and join the festivities, which reminds us, the Gemara states regarding Avelos, Avel einu noag Aveluso b'regel. An Avel doesn't conduct himself with Avelos during the regel, but the Pasuk states, v'samachta b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. The Asi of Avelos does not push off the Asi of the Rabbim, referring to the rejoicing on the Chag. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we have Malchokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda regarding what is permitted when it comes to covering cut figs on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that an avo is not permitted to wear tefillin or greet others? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that one is not allowed to enter a contract with a non-Jew to perform specified work within the tchum if the goy is going to work on Shabbos? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn if one worked on Chol HaMoed and then died, his son may keep his earnings? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that someone free from captivity or a prison may cut their hair and launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed, but in general people cannot, so they don't come into the Chag unkempt? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that an Avo cannot learn Torah, but a Menuna and a Metzora can? That's on daf Tezbav. Good number seven. Which of the one that the source, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, is learned from the dedication of the base of Migdash, that's on Daf? Tes. Good number eight. Which Daf do we learn that an Avo is prohibited to work, wash, and wear shoes? That's on Daf? Tezbav. Good number nine. Which Daf do we learn that one may buy from sellers and pay workers their wages who have nothing to eat on Chol Hamoed? That's on Daf? Yud Gimel, good. And number 10, which Daf Yomi that one can make a maka on Chol Hamoed using palm and laurel branches? That's on Daf. Yudolf, excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1, which Daf Yomi that walking a meal or sleeping a little take away the effects of drunkenness only if one did not have more than a revis? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin and Tainus, good. Number 2, which Daf Yomi that one may lower produce through a skylight on Yantiv? That's on Daf. Laman, Hay, and Bayer. Good. And number 3, which Daf do we have multiple reasons given as to why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Achashverosh? That's on Daf. Tezvav and Megillah. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.